Hello and welcome to episode 4 of User Submitted, the show where we discuss what you, the users, want to talk about. I'm Stan Wisniewski, and with me through Skype today is Ken Hawk. Ken, what's going on, man?
Not much. I'm out here in the prairie.
The visiting, prairies of France?
Yeah, in France. They have prairies in France.
Do they?
Apparently. I mean, I'm here.
I'm gonna have to Google this.
You probably should, but...
All right, well, we got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to discuss two topics. The first being submitted by James Hathaway through Facebook. His topic is how there's no long-term artists anymore and the state of music. And Ken, you said you wanted to start with no long-term artists?
Yeah, I was kind of confused. Not confused, but I get what he's saying. He's basically talking about, you know, old bands like AC/DC and, you know, Bruce Springsteen, I think he mentioned, and all these bands, they've been around forever. They have longevity, and nowadays it seems that's not the case. But it's weird because, like, I mean, I can pick some bands that have been around, and if he's talking about longevity in the future, we don't know if they're gonna be, like, you know, any band that's out now could be around for the next 30 years. We wouldn't know that because, you know, we're in our situation. But yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going. I looked at some bands, and I don't think Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel should count personally, because they're artists. They're not bands. You know, like you can take an artist, and he can just write songs forever and have different bands. There's not much going in longevity. But like a band like Led Zeppelin, which you mentioned, they were only around for 12 years, and that might seem like a long time. But, like, if you look, that means, like, any band that started before 2003 has gone longer than Led Zeppelin did. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he might be not necessarily the length of which they stayed together, but people are still listening to Led Zeppelin. I think that's what he might be leaning towards.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you can never say, like... I think it's really about perspective. I think this, like, most of this topic is about perspective. And when you're looking at it from today's point of view, it's like you don't know, like, if people are going to be listening to that stuff later. Like, yeah, they're still listening to Led Zeppelin, but there's a lot of other bands back then that, you know.
Like, I don't know, people, 20 years from now. Are people still going to be listening to Taylor Swift 20 years from now?
Well, yeah, but... it's always going to be like that. And, you know, who knows, like bands like, you know, Radiohead or, you know, the White Stripes, they could still be around for, like, people still be listening to them 20 years from now. Like, if there's a chance of that happening, I just wouldn't know. You don't know now because you're in the middle of it, you know?
Right. So I don't know. It's kind of tough.
It's tough to, like, really guess how long, you know, bands could go around, you know, go long on for.
Yeah, but who's to say that all these popular bands and crappy music that we consider crappy isn't going to be around for a while? I mean, people's music tastes change, and I don't know. People are still going to listen to classic rock. They have radio stations specifically for that. But who's to say that there's not going to be 2000s pop from now until, like, 2060? People are still might be listening to that kind of stuff because it's, you know, catchy tune. Because I still listen to some 1950s stuff. And it's not necessarily the best music in the world, but some doo-wop and stuff is some pretty cool music to me, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it is hard to say, and I think a lot of it has to do with, like, classic rock, like radio stations, because we grew up in that rock because they play it all the time. They play these stations all the time. They play Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and stuff. So, and there was a radio station around here that just came out with, like, old school hip hop. So I think, like, a lot of that, like, that's like the classic rock station of rap. And I think something like that would, like, bring out more, you know, old school rap, and people will get more exposed to that kind of music. And then it'll start from there. Cause, like, we wouldn't know about these bands if they weren't played, you know, on these stations all the time. So it has a lot to do with exposure and how you're exposed, because you might be living in Nashville or something and never hear any rock music, and they just play country all the time. So it's really about, you know, who you are and what you listen to and who you're surrounded by and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I got all my musical influence from different people in my life. Like, my grandfather got me into doo-wop and stuff, so only reason I still listen to that is because it kind of reminds me of him, you know? Like, and then my dad got me into classic rock, and I still listen to that because, you know, there's some good tunes, but, you know, it reminds me growing up because my dad always used to play it. And then my brother got me another tune. It's just everybody gives you a certain type of music to listen to, and I don't know. It's, I'm probably still going to listen to stuff that I grew up with. Like, I still listen to old school stuff. Like, the other day I was listening to some Something Corporate, which would I listen to now if it was brand new? Probably not, but since I have memories like attributed to it, I still listen to like Constantine, and I still listen to like Fall Out Boy, old school stuff. It's just weird like how that stuff has stuck with me. It, not necessarily the greatest music, but to me at the time in my life, I mean, it was awesome. So
yeah, I listened to like stuff I listened to when I was high school, like all that stuff, and I think, you know, whatever they were talking about or any kind of feelings I get is basically just nostalgia. And if I heard it now, I wouldn't like it because I wasn't in that place. You know, it was perfect for that time and place in my life. And I think that that's another reason why like stuff like Bruce Springsteen and Led Zeppelin like are still around, because, you know, adults and our parents and stuff, that was their time in their life. And they remember that time, and that's something that they passed down. So longevity is kind of it's hard to pin down. But what do you feel about the state of music now in the world?
I don't know. When I was growing up, I was kind of snobby about my music. I mean, I might've been secretive about listening to 97.5 PST or whatever the hell it was back then, just because like those songs weren't quote unquote cool. But, dude, I still know all that stuff. I still know Usher. I still know, like, all that stupid stuff. Like, I still listen to it. And the same thing is, like nowadays, I still listen to some old school music. I still listen to some good indie stuff that's out now. But I still listen to crappy music that's on the radio. One, because I'm lazy. I'd rather just, like, not switch to radio stations. And, like, there's some good radio stations in the morning. Like, I listen to Wired 96.5 in the morning because the people on the morning are actually pretty entertaining, and they do like the song of the day to like get you going and stuff like that. So I kind of like that, but they do play only problem I have with today's music is that I hear the same songs over and over.
Yeah.
It's like literally like in the past week, it's been Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, a bunch of like just pop artists like Ariana Grande and stuff like that. And it's catchy tunes. Like I don't mind listening to it. But would I, well, I guess I'm confessing, but would I confess that I listen to that music? I don't purchase their albums or anything, but yeah, if it's something on the radio that's catchy, I'll listen to it. I'm not going to discriminate against it like I used to maybe when I was younger.
Do you think that music back in the day was better than the music that comes out now?
I think that's basically what
he's trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know if you can really say that. I mean, music changes. You have your eras of music for certain reasons. You know what I mean? Like you have your 70s that you can go, oh, let me listen to this. It's a different sound. It's a different type of music. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it is better music back then. Like they're more talented. I would definitely say that. Cause most of the stuff nowadays is just played on a drum machine. You know, they don't even play their own music, especially when they do like live concerts. Like I think Britney Spears and stuff, they don't ever sing their stuff.
Yeah, it's all lip sync.
It's like a concert. You go to a concert and they play the CD for you. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see some talent I want to see you play those instruments. I want to see you sing. I want to hear how talented you are, but you don't really get that anymore.
Yeah, I've had this argument before or this discussion before, and it seems like the thing is people look at the way music is now and the artists that are out and all the pop music and stuff, and they say how terrible it is, and they think back of the bands back in the day and they say how great it is. But if you went back in the day, like people forget about all the shitty artists that were out back then, and they like time has a way of like filtering out all the bullshit and leaves you with like the best music out there. Because, like, I was looking at, like, the Billboard charts in, like, in the 60s and the 70s. And there were so many songs that were number one on the hits that were awful. Like in 69, when Led Zeppelin put out Led Zeppelin 1 and 2, the number one song that year was Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension, which was like, you know, which was this musical. You know the 40-Year-Old Virgin, the song at the end? Mm-hmm. That was number one when Led Zeppelin put out their first two albums. And it's like, and it was on for like, it went for like weeks on end. It was like 6 weeks that was number one. If I had to listen to that song for 6 weeks straight, I would blow my brains out. That'd be awful. And the soundtrack was number one for 13 weeks. Like, that sounds awful. So I can, like, if I was back in the day, I would hear all these shitty music. And then I would, like, hear, you know, Led Zeppelin and all these other bands that were good. And I would remember those rather than the shitty bands that were out then.
Especially, like, nowadays, we have a choice. Like, we can change. They probably didn't have many radio stations back there. Obviously, they didn't have iTunes. They didn't have Spotify, Pandora. Like, we can select what kind of music we want to listen to. Like, I feel like they didn't really have, obviously, they didn't have that kind of, like, variety. So they just turned on the radio, whatever's on is on. Like, that's what you're dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been, like, different stations that played rock or something.
Mm-hmm.
There probably was a variety, but not nearly the kind of variety we have. I mean, we have a billion internet stations where you can put in the artist you want to listen to, and then they play artists that sound like them.
Right.
It's like, if there is good music out there, you just need to find it. I think that's my main point usually whenever I talk about this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's tough to really say that music back then was better, because you are right. It was kind of, we filtered it through the ages and over the history of music. Like, this is what was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, the thing is, it's all about like perspective. Because if I was a 14-year-old girl right now, obsessed with Taylor Swift, I would think this was the best time for music ever. But
wait, you're not a 14-year-old girl?
No, I mean.
Wow, shit.
I mean, depending on, you know, the weekends and stuff, but.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, like back in the day, like if you look at the Billboard charts, you know, in the mid '60s, it was like the Beatles, the Monkees, and the Beach Boys, and then you had the Rolling Stones. So I mean, if you didn't like those bands, then you probably didn't like growing up then. You know, like if you weren't a Beatles fan, because they were just all over the place. Like you couldn't mm-hmm. turn on the radio without hearing the Beatles. So if you didn't like the Beatles, yeah, that was a shitty time to be around. I mean, you'd probably listen to like the Rolling Stones until, you know, other bands came out. But I think that like people just forget about crappy music, and that kind of longevity is because, you know, like I said earlier, just it sticks around.
Yeah, it gets filtered out, and the good stuff stays in your memory, and the bad stuff's gone.
Yeah, and like nowadays, like it's funny. I was listening to the radio, which I rarely do, but I heard this song by this band in California called Wolfpack. And they have the song 1612 that I heard on the radio. And if I was living in the 60s, I would have never heard that band ever again. Like, it probably only played once on, like, a college radio station. And I would never have heard it again. But I went home and I found it online, and I've been listening to it, like, for a month straight. And it's just, like, I'm obsessed with the song, but I never would have found it if it weren't for the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a good time to live in. We can't really complain. I mean, we can complain about music, but if you like that older music, then go listen to it. You have every option available.
Yeah. All and right. I mean, narrow it down. Like, if I can listen to, like, electronic funk folk if I wanted to. I'm sure there's a band out there that sounds exactly like that. I can probably go on the internet and find it. Like, I don't have to be, like, caged into whatever's on the radio or, you know, like your local record store.
Yeah, and that state of music, if you want to call it that, is pretty good time to live in.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to move on to the next topic?
Sure.
All right. Well, the second topic of the day was brought to us by Nick Abrams, host of Joystick Jerks. Go check him out. It's a good video game podcast. The dress in question.
The dress in question. Sounds like a mystery.
It is a mystery. It's the most annoying mystery of all time. I hate this fucking thing. But anyways, I hate the stupid dress. But I'm sure you've seen it online. Is the dress black and blue, or is it gold and white? What did you see, Ken?
Well, first time I saw it, and you can probably Google it or something, just say black and blue dress or whatever. But the picture is basically like half or two thirds of it is this dress, and then there's a really bright background. And it's like a striped dress. And the first time I saw it, I thought it was blue and with black stripes. And then it was weird because like Mary Beth saw the same thing. And then a little later, she showed me, like, I looked at a picture that she had on her phone. I'm like, okay, now that's a white and gold dress. And it switched. And she's like, it's the same picture. I'm like, no way. And then I go back into my text and I'm like, oh, shit. And I look at the picture that I sent somebody and it was white and gold instead of blue and black. And I was like, what? And then like an hour later, I went back to the picture and it turned in black and blue again. So it was really weird.
I originally saw it as I was just going through my Facebook feed. Like I was going to bed and I saw a white and gold dress these people are posting about. I'm like, what the fuck is everybody posting this freaking dress for? What the hell's going on? So I clicked on it. People were like, what dress color do you see? And going freaking out about it. I'm like, who gives a crap? It's just a freaking dress. Like, who cares? So anyways, I woke up the next morning and people are still posting about it. I still see white and gold. I'm like, oh my God. I actually commented on my Facebook. I was like, please. Everybody's seen the dress. You don't have to share it. So I just kept seeing like a million posts about the stupid dress. Like, oh my God. So then I get home after work and people are still posting about it. I'm like, ugh. So I see it. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is it blue and black now? The phenomena hit myself. And I was just like, what the hell? No way. So I saved it on my phone. I was like, somebody's messing with me. Same thing you thought.
Yeah.
So I saved it on my phone. I was like, I'm going to save this. I'm going to see it later. And it stayed black and blue. I haven't seen it white and gold since that night. So I guess I don't know if I was tired and my eyes, I don't know how it affected my eyes or whatever. I don't know what the hell's going on. But it's all about the perception and the light and how it's contrasted and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, it is cool. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, when something like that blows up, it was just overshared way too much. It's, ugh.
Yeah, those kinds of things are so funny because it's like there'll be one thing and then, like, it's funny when you're in the dark because you don't know what's going on, and then like there's like 15 status updates, and you're like, "What the hell?" Like you're like out of nowhere, and everybody's like freaking out about stuff, and you're like, "No idea what's going on." But yeah, it's actually
black and blue, right?
Yeah, it's actually black and blue, but because of the thing is that the dress itself is in a shadow, and the background is like really white and bright, and there's two different light sources, so your mind can't choose between which light source is like plain. Cause you need, like, it's the same with like photography and anything like film and stuff. You need a white balance. You need to basically say to the camera, this is what white is. So then it affects all the other colors. Well, your brain does the same thing. It just has a better time doing it and does it automatically. But pictures are really hard for that. So
Mm-hmm.
If your brain thinks that the background, the light in the background is what white is, you'll see the white and gold. But then if it says like, oh, the shadow light is what is the light that's hitting it, then you'll see blue and black.
Yeah, my favorite part about people posting about it were like, if you see black and blue, that means you're really smart. I'm like, I know, like screw you, I'm not stupid for seeing a different color.
I'm just trying to tell themselves that.
Yeah,
I don't know what it means. Like, it was funny because I was saying how like I was joking because I was like, I'm kind of a laid back guy, so I was like, yeah, I can see both ways, whatever. And Arabeth's so stubborn; she's like, she'll always see one way. So maybe it's like a personality thing. Like, who you are depends on, you know, but it's not really. It's just what your eyes to see.
Yeah, it was definitely a cool little thing that kind of exploded, but it's just the oversharing of it is what pissed me off.
I know. And that's funny about nowadays, you know, like that kind of thing, just it's almost instantaneous how it just blows up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day, it would be like, you know, maybe the next day
people would be talking about it. Show your friend.
Yeah.
Check out this picture that I printed out somehow. I wonder if like people are printing it in magazines and stuff.
Probably. Actually, I looked up and it was like there was all these things that they were trying to sell the dress, like make money off of it. It's like really
Wow.
sad because like they don't give a shit about the dress itself. They're just looking at the colors.
Yeah, I know. I did read some girls on the internet were like, "Who gives a crap about the dress? It's hideous." I'm like, they just kept going to like, that's not really the point of it. It's the what color is the dress? But
Yeah, I'd like to imagine like how it started, because it was probably just somebody like took a picture and to show their friend, like whether it was a good dress or not, and the friend was like, "Why would you buy a white and gold dress?"
yeah,
And
that's how it actually did start. I was
really.
reading about it. Yeah, so the one girl took a picture of the dress at the store, and she sent it to her friend. Was like, they're going to some sort of a like party where not everybody's wearing the same color, but it was like a white party, I guess. So she sent the picture to the girl. Like, what do you think of this dress? She's like, well, it's a white party. Why would you get a black and blue dress? And she's like, what are you talking about? It's white and gold. So
That's weird.
it's kind of neat, but. All right, you wanna wrap it up for the weekend?
Sure.
All right, well, everybody check us out on Twitter at the letter U submitted pod. Come check us out on SoundCloud. We're also on Facebook. That's pretty much the best way to get in contact with us. Facebook groups, user submitted. Well, I guess I'll wrap up this week with a nice angry song since this dress angered me so much. It's by one of the kind of older bands that I've listened to. Back in high school, but it's Under Oath, A Boy Brushed Red Living in Black and White. I've actually listened to this song like after fights with girlfriends and stuff. It's like the best song to drive fast to, just in case, just in case you want to
Yeah, if
drive
any
really
of you want
fast.
to speed tonight on your way home,
Yeah,
run red
I'm telling
lights. It's a really good soundtrack for
you're gonna love it.
it.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, guys.
See you guys.
Can you feel your heartbeat racing? Can you taste the fear in her sweat? You've done this wrong, it's too far gone. These sheets tell of regret. I admit that I'm just a fool for you. I'm just a fool for you.
see you!